This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Steve Kathan. Verdict just in from Pittsburgh. Guilty in the trial of a truck driver in the mass shooting at a synagogue 5 years ago that left 11 dead. Jurors will now decide on life in prison or the death penalty for Robert Bowers. Fallout from the killing of George Floyd. The Justice Department issuing a damning report on the Minneapolis Police Department. Attorney General Garland says the force engaged in a pattern of violating constitutional rights and discriminating against Black and Native American people.
Our review found numerous incidents in which MPD officers responded to a person's statement that they could not breathe with the version of, "You can breathe. You're talking right now." We also found that MPD officers failed to intervene to prevent unreasonable use of force by other officers.
A consent decree is being negotiated to reform the department. A move by Iowa's Republican governor to reinstate a strict ban on abortions failed in the state Supreme Court. But legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says GOP lawmakers could move to pass a new law.
Iowa's state legislature can enact a new 6-week benchmark on abortion if it so chooses. Iowa State Supreme Court has recently had some turnover. It is more conservative than before, which means that it would be less likely to interfere with a new abortion law.
At least 4 dead in tornadoes that did damage yesterday in several states. 3 people were killed in a small city in the Texas Panhandle.
In Perryton, hospital officials are telling us that the injuries range from broken bones to collapsed lung. Now, at last check, almost 500,000 customers across the South are without power.
That's CBS's Omar Villafranca. 1 death also reported in Florida. CBS's Catherine Herridge is looking into the cyber attack that hit some federal and state agencies.
Bob Gourley is a former chief technology officer for the Defense Intelligence Agency.
What stands out in this attack?
The adversaries can put ransomware on your computer and say, you can never use your data again unless you pay us money. But meanwhile, they have a copy of your data. So the next request comes.
In this message, believed to be from the cyber criminals, the group warns that if a ransom is not paid, after 7 days, all your data will start to be published, sometimes on the dark web.
Memphis guard Ja Morant has been suspended for the first 25 games of the upcoming NBA season. It's for his 2nd known incident of showing what appeared to be a gun on social media. And the Charlotte Hornets say NBA legend Michael Jordan has made a deal to sell his majority stake in the team. Wall Street Dow up 6 points. This is CBS News.
There are over 10,000 reasons why steel is not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot. There are over 10,000 authorized local steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot trademarks of their respective companies. Texting
enrolls you. Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 12:03. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One person is critically injured after an accident during construction work at Lambeau Field yesterday. The person who was hurt had to be freed from equipment. Federal workplace safety investigators are looking into it. We'll have more details in your local news on many of these civic media stations. A proposed $32 million budget cut to the University of Wisconsin system may just be the beginning. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's working with Senate Republican leaders to possibly cut more. $32 million is how much the UW system spends on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. Voss says taxpayer money shouldn't be used to push what he considers a liberal agenda. Governor Evers says he'll veto the entire budget if Republicans keep going in this direction. A federal subsidy that kept Wisconsin's childcare industry afloat during the pandemic is closer to running out next year. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Republicans on the state legislature's Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee voted against extending funding for the Child Care Counts program early this morning. Brooke Skidmore owns a child care center in New Glarus.
Child Care Counts is the only thing that has really kept our doors open during this time. And it's frustrating because we have wait lists a mile long, but I have rooms that sit empty because I can't get the teachers, and I can't get the teachers because of the pay. And the only thing that has helped right now is the Child Care Counts funding.
Instead, Republicans are putting forward a plan to increase funding to the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families, including $15 million in loans to child care providers. Joint Finance Committee Democrats have argued throughout the budget process that child care is an important component of economic development. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
A Republican bill to overhaul reading education in Wisconsin is moving ahead after passing in committee. It would require public schools to use phonics-based reading lessons in elementary school. Third graders would have to take reading tests and take them again if they don't pass the first time. Laura Adams is with the Department of Public Instruction. She says experts are against that approach.
We know that there is a great deal of research that shows that there are mixed results at best for any kind of retention for students. What we do support are the other pieces of this legislation, including the development of individualized reading plans and additional diagnostic screenings to better understand the root cause of a child's reading issue.
Governor Evers vetoed a similar bill in the last session and promises to veto this one. Police are releasing more information about the two people who died in Wednesday's small plane crash in Watertown. Police say they were a 73-year-old pilot from Watertown and his grandson, who was an 8-year-old boy from Waukesha. No one is yet saying what brought the plane down near Watertown High School. Federal transportation officials are investigating. The FAA says the plane was supposed to be on its way to Manitowish Waters. The park where the plane crashed will stay closed all weekend. The forecast calls for hotter temperatures this weekend and all next week. That means a bigger health risk for people with heart conditions.
Those who are physically ill, especially individuals with heart disease, high blood pressure, who take certain medications which are very common, such as medications for depression, insomnia, or the inability to sleep, or for general conditions of poor circulation.
Cardiologist Peter Penegas says if people are at risk have to be outdoors, they should dress properly and cool down with something to drink. That's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News Time is 12:07.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Kuska. The search for a missing Reedsburg boy is in its fifth day in Sauk County. Authorities are searching the area near the Baraboo Bluffs and Devil's Lake State Park for 13-year-old James Yablonski. Yesterday, searchers found encouraging signs that the boy still might be found, including plastic sandwich bags, a boot print, and a walking stick near a makeshift campsite found earlier in the week.
We're excited to find something to give us, you know, a renewed sense of confidence or hope. But at this point, we're still diligently pushing forward.
That's Stephen Tram from the Sauk County Sheriff's Office. The DNR and multiple law enforcement agencies are continuing their search. Officials said that because they believe the boy has a handgun that only trained first responders are taking part in the search. The fifth fatality on Barron County roadways happened Wednesday night, according to the Sheriff's Department. A 44-year-old Dallas man crashed into a deer while driving a motorcycle near Barron. He was flown to a hospital but died due to his injuries, according to a release. A man died after a motorcycle crash on the on-ramp to I-94 from Highway 93 in Eau Claire. 56-year-old Stephen Burnt of Oliva was taken to a hospital in Eau Claire, where he died from his injuries. No other vehicles were involved, according to the Wisconsin State Patrol. Officials are investigating the death of a child found on La Crosse's north side. The child was found dead around 6:30 Wednesday night. The La Crosse Police Department is investigating, along with the Wisconsin State Patrol and Department of Justice. No other details have been released. Today is the opening of the outdoor public pool in Chippewa Falls. The pool, which was supposed to open last Friday, needed to delay its opening by a week due to a burst pipe that was discovered in the middle of last week. And with most of western Wisconsin in drought, wildfire danger is now high, according to the DNR. Warm weather and low humidity are creating ideal conditions for fires to spread. Already this week, there have been 43 wildfires statewide and 551 so far this year, which is about the same number as this time 1 year ago. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. The wildfire smoke has finally cleared out of the state as the north breeze and cold front swept it away. Now a high pressure sits overhead for the weekend. This will bring sunny skies, warm temperatures, and calm winds. However, today, it'll be quite comfortable, with high temperatures hitting into the 70s. Lakeside hometowns will stay much cooler into the 60s as winds will rush off of the water. With a calm and dry day ahead, we will sit under a mix of sun and clouds. Tonight, the state will fall into the 50s under clear skies. This will lead way for a bright and beautiful weekend ahead. A warm one, too, so I hope those air conditioners are ready to work as we climb back into the 80s. Have a fantastic Friday and enjoy your weekend, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Brewers and the Pirates face off tonight. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Milwaukee Brewers and the Pittsburgh Pirates for a three-game series this weekend at American Family Field in a battle for who's going to get back on top of the National League Central. Right now, the Pirates own that by just a half a game.
As for television coverage, it will only be streamed on Apple TV. The crew had yesterday off after being swept in back-to-back series against the Oakland A's and the Minnesota Twins. Craig Counsell on trying to snap a six-game losing streak.
Well, I mean, nobody's happy when you're, you know, on your little losing streak. Day off comes at a good time and get ready for a... You know, whatever, we got 20 or so games in 21 days, I think, before the break or something like that. So it's a tough stretch, and we're going to have to play well.
The Pirates now with just a half-game lead above the Brewers after they lost again last night to the Cubs, the final 7-2. The Cubbies swept the Pirates in that three-game series at Wrigley Field. Pirates manager Derek Shelton.
We've been through a couple tough stretches already this season, and that, like I've said before, this group's pretty resilient, and we just got to stay away from the big inning. I mean, we had big innings in all three games in this series, and we just need to move on and get to Milwaukee.
They'll send left-hander Rich Hill against the Brewers' Julio Teheran.
So game time tonight at 7:10 at AmFam Field. Tomorrow afternoon's game at 3:10.
In golf, round two of the U.S. Open in L.A. today. Atop the leaderboard, Ricky Fowler and Xander Schauffele both finishing at 8 under par after round one.
IndyCar racing this weekend at Road America, Elkhart Lake. The winner of this year's Indy 500, Joseph Newgarden, has won twice before at Road America and is looking forward to Sunday's race.
I love Road America. I mean, how could you not love Road America? You know, it's probably one of the greatest racetracks in the world.
They get the green flag Sunday at 1:15. NFL, the Packers wrapping up their mini camp with a fun activity yesterday. They went paintball shooting. Rashawn Gary talking for the first time since he suffered that torn ACL against the Lions in Detroit last November, and was asked, when does he think he'll be able to play again?
Yeah, one thing I told myself is throughout the process, I'm taking it day by day. So I'm just making sure I'm squeezing the towel as much as I can, you know, every day, making sure I'm not leaving not one inch of, you know, doubt of if I pushed it, you know, to my all. So that's all, man, just going 100% day by day, and we'll see where I'll be.
Now the Packers have off until the start of training camp. I asked Jordan Love if Matt LaFleur or quarterbacks coach Tom Clements give him a list of things to do over the next 6 or 7 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about things all the time. You know, right when we get here, we go over kind of a POA, points of emphasis that we kind of want to attack throughout the offseason, and then we'll do it again when we break.
Can you give us just a little idea when you go at it, how often you get together with
him? Everything we do outside in the offseason, it's all kind of just extra stuff. I don't think you get the same level of work that you get while you're here. It's always great if you can get that extra work.
That's Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right. 1 month of free advertising. This incredible offer ends June 30th. Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Mostly sunny today. We'll see a high near 78 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. 53 the low. For Saturday, slight chance of an afternoon shower. Otherwise, mostly sunny and highs in the mid-80s. Saturday night, scattered storms, 62. And showers and thunderstorms for your Sunday with a high of 82. With weather, I'm Corey Hartman.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Welcome all. Thanks for joining us. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio where you are the star, you are the talent, and you will drive the talking points of the day. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, please give us a call, 844-967-2789. I am William Walter, Policy Research Director and Lead Training Organizer with Our Wisconsin Revolution, joined as always by Mr. Luke Mathers. Luke, how are you doing today?
Good, Will. It's a Friday. We're here at the end of the week. There seems to be maybe there's a belief that there's going to be a big Friday news dump today, and that's hard for me to believe just because there's been so much news going on this week. But you know, keeping an ear to the ground here and waiting to hear what happens, and we'll see. But glad to be with you on this Friday afternoon.
It is, of course, my favorite Wednesday of the week. A little bit of a callback to some of the previous shows that Luke and I have done together. Wednesdays were kind of my day, so now I defer to each day of the week as how much of a Wednesday I like them as. And we have Aaron on the board. Aaron, how are you doing on Friday?
Doing well. You know, I gotta say, I'm proud of our Republican legislators for working so hard and staying up till 2:30 in the morning to really get everything finished up.
Mm-hmm. Very diligent. Maybe they're trying to make up for that 9-month hiatus they took the past couple of years.
Yep, that's what I was thinking.
Getting a couple late night sessions in. Now, we talked about this earlier in the week, Luke. I'm a bit of a night owl, so I don't necessarily mind that 2:30 time frame. But what if you had to be there at the Capitol at 2:30? You think you'd manage that?
I would not be a happy camper. I can tell you that right now. I was more than happy going to bed last night and then learning about it in the wee hours of the morning shortly after those votes wrapped up, but after getting a full night's sleep. Because, I don't know if it's best for democracy to be taking votes in the middle of the night, but that's maybe a conversation for another day.
Oh, yeah, it's a conversation that we most certainly will have in the very near future, but today I want to talk Wisconsin headlines because it is Friday. I want to know what your best Wisconsin headline of the week was. If you have a story that just screams, "This is Wisconsin," give us a call. Share it with us today, 844-967-2789. Luke, would you care to begin, or do we have to bust out the rock, paper, scissors once more?
No, I'll go first this time.
I think you're just trying. I think you just know that you can't beat me.
No, none of that. I'm just going to take it. You offered it, so I'm going to take it. And therefore, I'll go first. I got mine because, you know, even with all of the very intense news going on this week, you know, there are very important things happening as well outside of the political sphere. And Will, some people out there may have thought, you know, there's not enough categories for the Sporkies, the awards that the Wisconsin State Fair gives away each year. And You can rest assured the Wisconsin State Fair has heard those cries, and they are expanding the categories for the Sporkies to include beverages this upcoming year. So this, my most Wisconsin headline of the week, is Wisconsin State Fair adds drinks to the Sporkies competition for 2023, and this is over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and there's four very state fair looking drinks, Will, that are going to be included as finalists for this upcoming state fair. And one of them looks absolutely like a just sugar overload, which you would expect. It's a cotton candy themed drink. Another one with it's the loaded sweet potato iced latte, which I don't think I would I wouldn't be afraid of trying that one. That one looks good. There's marshmallow that looks like there's a little, I don't know if it's a sweet potato fritter or something included on the skewer, but it's got to have something deep fried because obviously we're talking Wisconsin State Fair here. And so this, my most Wisconsin headline of the week, we're expanding the Sporkies to include drinks. So you can wash down all that other deep fried, just meaty, greasy goodness when you are at the State Fair. You can have an award-winning drink now to go along with it.
Put down the pitchforks, folks. It's okay. The Sporkies are expanding. I know this was a very contentious issue for a lot of us. We've been frustrated for years, and we have been making our voices heard. I don't know about you, Luke, but this was probably in the top three most important issues that I demand my elected officials to cover. This cotton candy lemonade drink.
Folks, there's just a picture, and
you have to go to the JS Online article to look at this. Like, as someone who worked in the fitness industry in a past life, I cannot condone this behavior. But as a child, one time,
it looks like a child created this drink. The cotton candy lemonade looks like a kid was like, "Let me make a blue lemonade," and that's what I'm gonna do. The brown sugar sweet potato iced latte, I'm telling you, doesn't look that bad.
I don't know if 9-year-old me could have rejected this cotton candy drink. I'll be brutally honest. This thing looks like something that I would have like foamed at the mouth over.
Those are two of the four finalists. Those are two of the four finalists. The other two being the Ferris Mule and a Mango Tango Tajin smoothie. So I think I would try all of them, but the cotton candy one. Honestly, I would try both. They're not alcoholic beverages, so they have to be that way so that everybody can try them. As the drinkies, they're in addition to the Sporkies. I think I could try all. The three of them, but I don't think I could try the fourth one. I don't think I could try the cotton candy one. That would just be too sweet for my taste, Will.
Aaron, what do you think? How many of these do you think you could get down? How many cotton candy drinks, if we hypothetically had a Nathan's hot dog contest for the cotton candy lemonades, how many of these do you get down before you either throw up or pass out?
I'm having a really tough time choosing an integer, getting above one.
I was going to say even what one might
whole
be
number, yeah, a whole number is hard to get to on that one. But yeah, this is my most Wisconsin headline of the week. We're getting some drinks added to the Sporkies competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Will, what about you? What is your most Wisconsin headline of the week?
That's a great headline, Luke. And you're right. The brown sugar sweet potato iced latte, that might have some potential. I definitely think that's something I could roll with. I did note, I'm going to hold off on my headline for a second because you didn't touch on some of the other images included on this piece. They're not the drinks, but what do you think about, you know, the funnel cake fries, the dill pickle donut, Wisconsin quesadilla, the Irish dipper? I mean,
well, as you point out,
look pretty good.
There's other finalists now for the Sporkies. They're already getting announced, which I want to know who gets to put this lineup ahead this far ahead of the State Fair. We're like weeks out still from the State Fair. So the fact that we have finalists this far out, baffling to me. But I think they all look good. The funnel cake fries, I would absolutely eat. That pickle donut, I don't think so, though. I love me a good dill pickle. Don't think I could eat the dill pickle donut, though. That's a little strange for me. Frosting and pickles, I don't know about that combination.
It's bold. It's certainly bold. It's bold. I'm a firm believer in you can't hate something until you try it. So I'll try the cotton candy drink. I'll try all of these. You stick it in front of me, I will give it at least one sip, but maybe not in the same sitting because I feel like all of these items.
No, you got to drink all four of them back to back to back.
If we had to have a battle royale in my digestive system with these items, I don't know if my body could sustain that. That just sounds like a very poor time waiting to happen. So my Wisconsin headline of the week, Luke, I'm reading over from a piece at the Wisconsin State Journal. Record Muskies highlight tournament, but return to Madison unclear. Is there anything more Wisconsin than catching big old record Muskies? Lakes Monona and Wabesa most certainly maintain
Wabesa.
Their reputation. Wabesa. That's the Germantown in me, Luke. I don't get enough. I don't have enough wilderness experience, frankly, but I know Wisconsin headline when I see it.
It's just here in Wisconsin. It's in Madison. It's not a wilderness. It's one
well,
of the
you're
four
in
lakes.
Madison.
Yeah. It's one of the four lakes that make up Madison. So
gotcha. I do know a Wisconsin headline when I see it, though, and this one just screams Wisconsin. Most certainly maintained their reputation over the weekend as two of the best musky lakes in Wisconsin, where multiple fish longer than 45 inches were caught in the professional musky tournament trail last weekend during the two-day tournament that started Saturday, including two that topped 49 inches. Another was 51.5 inches, and a 52.75-inch giant was boated Sunday in the tournament's final hours, marking the largest fish ever landed in the past 25 years during a Wisconsin stop on the tour. Luke, that's a big fish.
That is a monster fish. What's the quote?
There's always a bigger fish. Well, in this case, I don't know about that.
Well, there might be one down there, but not on the boat. That is the biggest fish that won the tournament. Definitely good musky fishing here in the Madison area on those lakes. If you've got a musky story or just a fishing story in general, I want to share your thoughts on the Sporkies. We want to hear those thoughts. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Town Call. I'm Luke Mathers. He's William Walter. And Will, I mean, It's a heck of a haul for Madison to be able to have that tournament too. We're having quite a few things going on here in Madison. We had the American Family Insurance tournament for golf recently. We've got this fishing tournament. We got the CrossFit games coming up again later this year. There's a lot going on, and honestly, this one skated below my radar a little bit. I almost pulled this as my most Wisconsin headline of the week. I had it, I believe, on a tab saved earlier in the week, and then I forgot about it. So that's my bad. You got to pick it up, but I think Sporky's.
That's all right. I had this one situated for weeks.
We want it, weeks. It happened less than a week ago. The tournament. The fish didn't come out of the water until what? 5 days ago on Sunday.
About 5 days ago. Yeah, but yeah, I had to make sure that I sneak in here before you, and okay. I knew you would. Okay. I knew you would try to throw yourself. I found this first bone, but.
Folks, if you think that one of these two headlines is more Wisconsin than the other, we want to hear that too. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Town Call across Civic Media. And, Will, the fishing, I didn't know it was, I knew it was good. I didn't know it was tournament good here in Madison.
Well, you noted all the activities going on in Madison, which, what a lively place to be. I need to get to Madison a little bit more often. Don't get me wrong. I love my Germantown, but I'm not even able to pronounce these lakes names properly. I'm not doing my job here, but the city replaced Eagle River this year as the second of three qualifier stops. But Tim Widlacki, the director of the tournament that features nearly 200 anglers from 12 states, said more local support is needed for the event to return to Madison. Obviously, I can assume most fishing enthusiasts in the area would love to have this activity there. Personally, I don't know about you, Luke. Are you a big fisherman? I love to fish, but I'll be the first to admit that I am not very knowledgeable.
No, I love watching like Wicked Tuna on the, I think it's Discovery Channel or National Geographic. I love watching the like shows about it, but I myself, not a big fisher.
Gotcha. It's and there was a decent amount of prize money with this tournament as well. I'm seeing on the article that more than $30,000 in prize money was awarded on Sunday afternoon. And it's kind of crazy because Wisconsin is, of course, famous for being one of the best places in the United States to get get some real pristine environments where you can go and just hang out on the water and catch some big fish. And I think particularly in northern Wisconsin, those opportunities are a lot more prevalent. But I got to get out there.
And Eagle River might be a little upset with Madison for taking this tournament stop then, but it seems like with the largest fish hauled out of the water in the last 25 years, rightfully so. So we'll have to see. We'll continue talking about these fish, the Sporkies, and your calls, 844-967-2789. And Will, I would love to watch you fish because I think that would be really interesting to watch.
If you're a fan of train wrecks, I mean, you'd be that guy like turning your head when you drive past an accident on the road, except it's me just casting.
Give us a call, we'll Town Call, 844-967-2789. Hello, Wisconsin!
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News special report, a horrible crime, a mass shooting at a place of worship, and today a conviction just delivered in a Pittsburgh courtroom. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The jury found 50-year-old Robert Bowers guilty on 63 federal charges for shooting and killing 11 worshipers at the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018. The guilty verdict for Bowers was a foregone conclusion. The defendant's own lawyers acknowledged he carried out the nation's deadliest anti-Semitic attack. Jurors must now decide whether he should be sent to death row or sentenced to life in prison without parole.
Bowers was armed with an AR-15 rifle and other weapons. He also shot and wounded seven others, including five police officers. Prosecutors presented evidence of Bowers' deep animosity toward Jews and immigrants. Over 11 days of testimony, the jury learned that the truck driver had extensively posted, shared, or liked anti-Semitic and white supremacist content. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Officials are investigating the death of a child on La Crosse's north side. A call came in about the child around 6:30 p.m. Wednesday. The La Crosse Police Department is investigating along with the Wisconsin State Patrol and Wisconsin Department of Justice. No other details have been released. The outdoor public pool in Chippewa Falls opened today. The pool, which was supposed to open last Friday, needed to delay its opening by a week due to a burst pipe that was discovered in the middle of last week. With most of western Wisconsin in drought, wildfire danger is now high, according to the DNR. Warm weather, low humidity, and drought are creating ideal conditions for fires to spread. So far this year, there have been 551 wildfires in the state and 43 wildfires this week. The total number for the year is about the same as where we were at 1 year ago, according to the DNR. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186. Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising. This incredible offer ends June 30th. Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Show me how to lie. You're getting better all the time and turning all against one. Isn't art that's hard to change?
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio where you are the star, you are the talent, and you will drive the talking points of the day. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call, 844-967-2789. And it is Friday, Luke and Aaron, which means we are talking best Wisconsin headlines of the week. Where or what articles did you see that just screams Wisconsin? Currently, we are discussing this weekend's Muskie tournament held in Madison. And Aaron, I asked you during the break, if you were a big fisherman, you had an interesting experience, I guess, growing up. Tell me about your fishing experience.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't say that I am a big fisherman, but I would say that I do go fishing a few times a year with my dad. It's something that he loves to do, something that I enjoy doing to spend time with him. And it's always a good time during the summer to go sit out on the lake on a boat, have a beer, now that I'm old enough, and fish for a while.
Oh, yeah. There's never no pre-21 beers drank on Wisconsin lakes ever. There's none of that being consumed.
I did not, personally.
None of that consumed. All right.
Well, you know, something Aaron touched on that I think is incredibly important, and fishing's a really good example of this, is the father to child tradition, and this is not to say that you know, mothers don't love to fish, but I think stereotypically, particularly when I was growing up, hunting and fishing were kind of the two big camaraderie building experiences that a lot of my friends and their fathers had. You would take off of school to bring the kids up for opening day,
deer camp. Oh yeah.
Opening season, whatever it's referred to. I do not hunt either, unfortunately. And I think a lot of that is because my father wasn't really into that kind of stuff. Don't get me wrong. I love my dad, but a lot of these type of experiences are passed on generation to generation. It's where you learn how to properly handle the fishing rod. It's where you learn how to, handle a weapon, how to go out in the stand, how to just enjoy time in nature and just kind of chill and hang out. And unfortunately, you know, I didn't do that a whole ton when I was younger, though we did have some fun experiences when I was up in Eagle River. I must have been in elementary school at that point. My parents took us up there and we participated in a tournament that just so happened to be held the weekend we were there. They drew names out of a hat for which child would go with each guide, right? And my name just happened to be drawn first, or it might have been my brother's name. Either myself or my younger brother's name were drawn first. And then, of course, they just let the other brother go with them. Of the, you know, hundreds of children that were there, we got the first pick of the guide. And the gentleman we went out with was a very successful, as in had appeared on VHS tapes at the time, angler. And oh, boy, it was so much fun. We caught so many fish. I probably caught more fish that day than I've caught in the entire rest of my life combined. It was legitimately like 25 or 30 fish. We were catching massive bass. We were pulling in walleye. My brother ended up getting third in the whole, you know, tournament. It wasn't prize money or anything. It was just the kids competing to see who could catch the biggest fish. My brother got third and I was like fifth. So it was, boy, that was a lot of fun. I missed that.
That's pretty good. Yeah. A few years ago, my dad and a couple of my sisters and I went up north, and there's a few really good fishing spots that my dad has marked on a GPS in the middle of a couple of lakes. And you know those like little handheld clickers for keeping track of how many people are in an event or something? Mm-hmm. We bought a couple of those so that we could have whoever's in the front of the boat and whoever's in the back of the boat just click it every time they get a fish and count and see who got more. And that was fun. I don't remember who won, and I don't care. It was just fun.
Right. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Folks, if you've got a fishing story, you want to share it, or you want to let us know which one you think is the more Wisconsin headline of the week, 844-967-2789. Talking Sporkies, the finalist awards, now Drinkies as well, at the Wisconsin State Fair, and a 52 3/4 inch muskie being pulled out of Lake Monona this past weekend during the muskie tournament was being held. We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. But Will, those aren't the only Wisconsin headlines of the week. Got a couple other ones. Our friends,
are we not going to touch on Aaron just like nonchalantly giving away his father has his secret fishing?
Well,
locations?
we would never share what those GPS locations are.
Those are national security secrets.
Yeah, I'm sure
reveal that.
I'm sure Aaron's dad's sleeping with those under the pillow, but
no, he keeps them stored in the bathroom, like any self-respecting former president.
Safest place to secure them, that's for sure, Aaron. But not the only Wisconsin headlines. Our friends over at Up North News Wisconsin sharing one as well that caught my eye this week. Well, the best cherry bounce recipe and the uniquely Wisconsin story behind it. Have you had any cherry bounce yet this year? I mean, it's pretty early in the season for it, but are you a big cherry bounce drinker, Will or Aaron?
I am not, unfortunately. Again, I need to do a better job of getting outside of my comfort zone. And keep in mind that it's often hard liquor, not always brandy, but often hard liquor. And with my fitness background, I'm not a huge drinker, as we've talked about. So I have not, unfortunately, had the opportunity. How about you guys?
I don't know what cherry bounce is.
What? You don't know what cherry bounce is?
Nope.
Okay, Aaron, you're a relatively younger guy. But it's like a... It's cherry tart but also a little sweet, and you make it, as Will pointed out, with a harder liquor here in Wisconsin, traditionally brandy. But talking about how with the July harvest for cherries coming up right around the corner, it is an excellent time to be thinking about already the Cherry Bounce recipes that you could be putting together, or possibly, you know, doing some tourism across northern Wisconsin, specifically in Door County as well. That's kind of the southern, it's not really northern Wisconsin. That's not up north, in my opinion. But it is a tradition there.
That's a good question for another day, because that is what I define as Old North, as up north. Granted, my grandparents had a place up there, so...
Well, once you're at the tippy top of the peninsula, then I could start. Yeah, I would just say if you go all the way to the top, yep, and up there, Washington Island and the northernmost portions of Door County, I could see an argument, because then you are north of, what is it, Highway 20 that cuts across the state at that point. But interesting dynamic there. But cherries across Door County, you turn it into an alcoholic drink. You steep the brandy, vodka, gin, whatever you're using with the cherries, and a couple of other recipes that are included in the article over at upnorthnewswi.com. But Cherry Bounce, very Wisconsin tradition as well, and we're about to hit cherry season. Cherry donuts, cherry everything up in Door County in northern Wisconsin is some of my favorites. So that was the runner-up for me, Will, for the second most Wisconsin headline of the week that I saw. Well, third, if you really want to count it, because I found the musky one too, but I forgot about it. So really, it was third, but this second.
Of course. you definitely did your homework this week, Luke. I'm proud of you. Those are two excellent Wisconsin headlines. My backup Wisconsin headline, it is still Wisconsin in the sense that Wisconsin is directly involved, but it's not so much a fun Wisconsin headline as it is, oh, Wisconsin type headline. Reading from a piece by the Associated Press, North Carolina attorneys plead guilty in Wisconsin Political Action Committee scam. Two attorneys from North Carolina have pled guilty in federal court in Wisconsin to charges that they created a sham political action committee. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Milwaukee announced Monday that Jack Daly, 51, pled guilty on Friday to conspiring to commit mail fraud and lying to the Federal Election Commission. Nathaniel Penley, 61, pled guilty to the same charges on Monday. This stems from the attorneys forming a political action committee way back in 2017. We frequently talk on the show about how the wheels of justice turn slowly. So this event happened back in 2017. They said they created this political action committee that was designed to convince former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark to run for U.S. Senate. The committee raised more than $1.6 million from donors. But, of course, most of the money was spent to personally benefit the lawyers involved rather than persuade Clark to run. And the attorneys continued to solicit donations even after learning that David Clark had publicly announced he wouldn't run for Senate and had characterized the committee as a scam. Of course, this begs the question, Luke, if the candidate that you are supporting has come out and said, I'm not running for this office and this committee is a scam, and you are still convinced to donate to them, perhaps at this point, that's on you. I don't know if I can necessarily feel empathetic towards the individuals who proceeded to make those decisions. But it's Wisconsin, and talking David Clark's Senate run, that's a story that we might have on the docket in the coming months.
Yeah, this is the number of names still being floated. I believe within the last week we had Mike Gallagher, congressman for the 8th Congressional District here in Wisconsin up in the Green Bay area, announced that he would not seek the Republican nomination for that U.S. Senate bid. It will be interesting to see what happens there. But yeah, you got to be careful who you donate to these days, Will. You got to be careful. There's a lot of grift going on out there.
Mm-hmm. So, Luke, those are our four Wisconsin headlines of the week. If you think you have a better headline, please challenge us, 844-967-2789. I'd love to hear your thoughts. And if you have a great Wisconsin headline that you see in the coming days or think would be an excellent topic of conversation for our Wisconsin Headline Fridays, don't hesitate to reach out, 844-967-2789. 2789. Aaron, I got to put you on the spot here because obviously you didn't present a Wisconsin headline, so I think you're a bit of an impartial judge. What was the most Wisconsin headline of the week of the four stories we presented?
Ooh, that is a pretty tough one.
We're going to make Aaron judge. I like this. I like this. All right.
I got a note. I did not tell Aaron ahead of time he would have to do this.
No,
so
he is completely on the hot seat response. Right now. Yeah. He is getting blindsided with this information that he is going to be the adjudicator of what the most Wisconsin headline of the week was.
Yes, I did not know. I think I am going to have to go with one of the first two, either the Sporkies and Drinkies or the enormous Muskie. Which I looked up a picture, and
it's massive. The picture is it's a large gentleman that fished it out of Lake Monona, and the fish is near the same size as the gentleman, at least from the position that the photo was taken.
Yeah,
it's a very large fish.
You don't necessarily think that when you hear 50 inches, you're like, that's probably pretty big.
That's more than 4 feet. That's like exactly. four and a third feet. Like, that's a big fish.
I didn't even
think
about that.
He's pulling toddlers. That's bigger than a toddler, actually. Yeah, it's not even like pulling toddlers out of the water. He's pulling like elementary school age children out of the water.
But I feel like you can pull children out of the water in a lot of the northern states or in Canada. But the Sporkies and Drinkies are only the Wisconsin State Fair. So I'm going to have to award this most Wisconsin headline to the Sporkies and Drinkies.
All righty. That is the most Wisconsin. I love it. He's look at that. He's so prepared. He's even got the sound effects. He was put on the spot that he needed to judge, and he still came up with a winning sound effect for the Sporkies. I agree with Aaron. I fully accept the results of this adjudication. Thank you very much. There will be no further comments.
I will be challenging this in the coming days, but I'm actually really happy that I was worried for a second that Aaron might take the comment out and go with the musky one and then say like, but Luke, you did find it first, and like try to throw a bone both ways. So Aaron, I respect you taking the stand here. I respect that. I disagree with your decision, of course, because nothing gets more Wisconsin than pulling big old muskies out of the lake. But
nothing gets more Wisconsin than the Wisconsin State Fair, man. Come on. A Wisconsin State Fair story. You heard the judge. Stop throwing misinformation around this competition. I won't stand
I'm
going to
get a – Aaron's going to send me a cease and desist letter. Stop commenting on this.
Folks, if you want to share your thoughts on the most Wisconsin headline of the week or any Wisconsin headlines this past week, 844-967-2789. You can also share those with us over on Twitter at TownCallWI is the handle for the new show there on Twitter. You can follow us on Facebook as well. Just search Town Call Wisconsin, and you can find us on that platform. But, Will, it is absolutely a jam-packed headline full week where we're going to be waiting. Potentially there's some more news coming even on this Friday, but we're going to get to some more of those
about the Friday news dump.
Yep, we've got some changes coming possibly for alcohol laws here in Wisconsin, and as you noted earlier in the show, the middle of the night votes that were taking place here in the Wisconsin legislature in the wee hours of this morning. You still awake? Were you awake for those, or were you sleeping?
2:30 would have been right about bedtime. Probably, I'd say 2 o'clock is when I generally like wrap it up for the night and hop in bed. So I might have still been awake. I don't know. I don't track it to the seconds.
Folks, if you want to share a contribution to Town Call on this Friday afternoon before we got one more segment left in the week, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Town Call across Civic Media. We're going to be right back.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll see a high near 78 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, 53 the low. For Saturday, slight chance of an afternoon shower. Otherwise, mostly sunny and highs in the mid-80s. Saturday night, scattered storms, 62. And showers and thunderstorms for your Sunday with a high of 82. With weather, I'm Corey Hartman.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. We're talking Wisconsin headlines of the week, and we're going to hit the phone lines to see if we got any excellent Wisconsin headlines prepared from you, our incredibly knowledgeable listening base. First off, we got CJ from Stoughton. CJ, what's your top Wisconsin headline of the week?
Well, I just wanted to throw some acknowledgement and accolades, guys, to an organization. You were talking about fishing. And I don't know if it's a chapter, you know, nationwide, but there's an organization in the Madison area, Take a Vet Fishing. And if anybody would like to donate, it's a great organization. And during the summer, they go to different, fishing events. And I know of them, and they're just really a good organization. So that's kind of what I wanted to tell you.
Thanks, CJ. I see takeavetfishing.org if you're interested. Hit up their website. Oh, this looks wonderful. Yes. It's
CJ, have you ever caught a muskie? Will's lamenting no, that he's never caught the muskie. You went with a friend that did. Okay.
Yeah, but I tell you what, what did you say it was? 52 inches or
52 and 3/4, just shy of 53 inches.
Oh, man, that would be a battle.
we were talking during the break, CJ, cool. About the story I shared earlier, how when we were out on the lake for this competition, I tried to catch a muskie. That's what I told the angler I was with, like, dude, I really want to catch a muskie. Help me. So we used all of his muskie lures. We used everything in his toolkit to try to catch one. Unfortunately, didn't land one, despite the success we had with walleye and bass that day. But I'm looking at this picture, and honestly, I'm kind of grateful that we didn't catch one, because this thing would have pulled me into the water and probably swallowed me whole.
That has to be amazing.
What about Cherry Bounce, yeah. CJ? Do you know these two gentlemen, they're not familiar with Cherry Bounce. What about yourself?
Oh, I got to admit that I've had my fair share of Cherry Bounce.
All right. And you prefer vodka, brandy? How do you prefer your Cherry Bounce?
Probably vodka.
Okay. Yeah. See, I stick more to the brandy side of things.
And that probably got me in trouble, because you certainly don't taste the vodka. You taste more of the cherry.
No, you don't.
Yeah, that meant more. But, yeah, you guys have a great weekend.
Appreciate it, CJ.
Take it easy, CJ. Thanks for calling.
You have a good one as well.
I take offense to you characterizing me as having
you said
not
you weren't familiar. You said you weren't familiar. You haven't drank a whole lot.
No, I said I haven't. Yes, okay. I haven't drank a whole lot. That does not mean I'm not familiar.
You can't partake in the conversation about what your preferred is then if you haven't sampled them all.
No,
that's
I
all
was
my stance.
I was completely unfamiliar, yes, so I own that.
Aaron is a little bit of...
You've also never tried a cotton candy lemonade, Luke, and had the audacity to come on the show and talk about it.
Hey, it's a new entry.
I don't think this is a fair comparison.
It's a new entry in the drinkies, but I will not try that one. I will try the other three, but not the cotton candy one. It just looks like a sugar rush waiting to happen. But I like the cherry bounce in the brandy, because then you use the cherries in your old-fashioned after that. Like, you pull those cherries out, and then, boom, you got brandy-soaked cherries for your old-fashions.
Luke, I'm hearing that I'm going to have to go undercover and do some kind of expose from the state fair where I report back on all of these drinks and let the listeners know
that would be
if the cotton candy drink was survivable.
Oh, God. No, I can tell you it's not going to be. It looks disgusting. I can't even imagine.
No. The opposite. It looks delicious, but it's going to be overwhelmingly sweet and
that
sugary.
Would be a perfect location to do a little live town call, though. Just some excellent the state fair. I think we could get some excellent participation. We'll have to figure out. We'll look into that a little bit more. Maybe we won't go undercover. Maybe we'll go guns a-blazing, saying, "Hey,
guns
this
blazing,
is town
that's
call."
That's my favorite style. I love it.
844-967-2789. If you got a contribution for the most Wisconsin headline of the week this week, we want to hear it. 844-967-2789. We got Mark from Prairie du Sac. Mark, do you agree with Aaron's judgment that the Sporkies and the Drinkies at the State Fair being the most Wisconsin headline over the Muskie story this week?
I kind of think the Muskie story should take the picture. I've been a big fisherman since I was a small child. That my dad had a picture of me holding up a string of fish caught in a little bay off of Lake Superior back when I was maybe two or three. It got me hooked on the whole fishing bug when I was a kid. I mean, and growing up north up there was a little trout stream not too far from our house. And when I was about 10 years old, I'd be gone all day, wading in this little creek in my tennis shoes and blue jeans, catching little brook trout that...
Nothing close to the size of that muskie that got pulled out of Lake Monona this past weekend then.
nothing close to that. And when I first moved to Madison back in 1981, I saw all these people fishing, and this was in the springtime. I saw all these people fishing off of the little triangle area there on Lake Monona, and I didn't have my fishing gear, but picked some more up, and I just lived a few blocks away from the lake there, and I caught, I don't know how many meals of fish, right fishing from shore, right from the lake there. White bass and, not white bass, but black crappie and white crappie, and it was just loads of fun catching them and eating them. And I've had big muskies follow bait for me on casting from shore on Winga Creek there between Winga and Lake Monona.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see, it's big muskie, the tiger muskies
so
in there.
You've gotten one on the hook there.
Fun. No, I just had them follow up. I mean, they turn away and, because you can watch them follow on the bait.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. that...
All right,
some of the biggest fish I've caught are nice big smallmouth up in Canada there, and those are loads of fun to catch.
See, and as you know, Canada, and that's why Aaron said, because you can go fish in other places, but you can only get the Sporkies and the Drinkies at one location, and that would be the Wisconsin State Fair. So most Wisconsin headline of the week, Will. I think this is one apiece then, right?
Into the wrong court.
Are we looking at the scoreboard?
I'd like to move to Mark's district so he can be my judge.
Sorry, it was a random lottery, and it was Aaron. You picked the judge. You picked the judge. You put Aaron on the spot.
I did pick the judge. That's true. We're not going to talk about that, though.
All right, folks, you've been listening to the Town Call. We really appreciate you. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. Head over to civicmedia.us. You can click on the Town Call show page. You can also find the podcasts on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, Google, wherever you find your podcasts. It's been a terrific week. We appreciate you joining us, all the excellent callers and contributions we've had here on Town Call. And Will, if we look at the scoreboard, I think it's one apiece. You got the most Wisconsin headline last week, right?
Yes, and right. I also am 1-0 in rock, paper, scissors, which I will note. And I do want to note as well, Luke, because we touched on it earlier, the importance of the late night votes, particularly rejecting the funding for continuation of child care subsidy in the state of Wisconsin. This is a monumental story, one that we thought deserved an entire episode to itself. So this will be receiving coverage in the coming days. But unfortunately, I have a business commitment. I will be out of town for a couple days. So you are left with Mr. Luke Mathers. Luke, I have full faith in you. It's going to be a part. Well, actually, no, it was always a party without you. So it's going to be super serious because Luke is here. Not as much of a party without me in town, but it's going to be a great show anyways, and we can't wait to see you next week.
folks. Have a great weekend. Talk to y'all then.
Peace out, party people.
One call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising.
This incredible offer ends June 30th.
Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.